Okay.
Right, it is here in the old market square that Joan of Arc was burnt alive on May the 30th, 1431. She was 19 years old. Even though this event has been added to over five centuries, the message it has left us has a strikingly real power. Nowadays, when there is so much talk about forward-looking youth, the progress of the position of women's political involvement and action for peace, Joan of Arc's life has much to tell us on these subjects. It was the church people who were to cause her to suffer, but she never mixed up Jesus Christ's church with its pitiful representatives at her trial. They never ceased harassing her with tricky questions without ever being able to catch her out. Right, here we go. January 6, 1412, Joan of Arc's birth at Domremy, northern France. Northern France is occupied by the English. King Charles VII lives in Chinon. He's weak and hesitant as to his rights to the crown of France. 1425, Joan is 13 years old and works in the country. She begins listening to God's call, inviting her to set out for France to go and help the king and free Orléans. March 1428, Joan decides to obey the call. She sets out for Vaucouleurs to require the governor's help. February 12, 1429, after much hesitation, Baudricourt accepts, and Joan can wear a soldier's uniform and set out. February 23rd, 1429, she arrives in Chinon, meets Charles VII there and delivers her message to him. He hesitates, confronted with this young girl's extraordinary character. Eventually, he gives her charge of a small army to go to the rescue of Orléans, besieged by the English. April, the army sets out, supported by prayers. May the 6th and 7th, the English fortifications are attacked and Joan leads the assault with her standard victory.
I remember that, seeing that.
May the 8th, the English quit. Orléans is freed and acclaims Joan. June, along with the king and Joan, the army heads for Reims. July the 16th, Charles VII enters Reims and is solemnly crowned King of France. Joan is present with her standard. Her mission is accomplished. The following months are marked first by a defeat just outside Paris, then by various comings and goings by Joan. Sully, Lagny, Senlis. The war broke up again in the spring of 1430. May the 23rd, 1430, Joan, having come to help besieged Compiègne, is taken prisoner close to the city gates. She has a trial and is tortured. She's sold to the English. And in the churches of Saint Juan, her judges extort a renunciation from Joan. The final condemnation is pronounced and Joan is handed over to the civil authorities, that is to say, the English. May the 30th, 1431, Joan is burnt alive on the old market square in Rouen and her ashes are thrown into the River Seine. April 1909, the judge declares Joan blessed, and in May 1920, Joan of Arc is acknowledged as a saint. There you go.
What was you reading that off your piece of paper?
It's an information leaflet inside of a...
Oh, right, is it written in English?
Yes.
Oh, right. That's good, isn't it?